The Victorian Government has extended the state of disaster declaration across East Gippsland, the Alpine region and the state's northeast as authorities prepare for an increased fire risk tomorrow. The initial declaration for those areas was to last only a week. Firefighters are working on containment lines and backburning before a gusty change starts moving through the state later today. And people in areas that could come under threat are being told to leave now. Tim Skelton reports.
Victoria's had a reprieve from severe fire conditions for the past few days, but the Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the lull ends tonight.
We have forecast conditions of extreme danger. Very significant fire activity is likely.
Some 70,000 people in fire-affected regions have heeded the advice to evacuate, and the Premier says fresh warnings will start going out today.
Ultimately, if you are given an instruction, if you are given advice, I urge you to follow it. The advice is issued for your best interests, for your safety, and indeed the safety of those who may be called to your aid.
Week-long state of disaster declarations have been extended for East Gippsland, the Alpine region and the state's northwest. The declaration gives the government the power to take possession of private property, control movement in and out of the disaster area, and direct any of its agencies to perform or stop performing any function, power, duty or responsibility. There are close to two dozen fires burning across the state. The most serious right now is the Abiyar fire, burning west of Mount Buffalo, which has been spotting to the north and went to emergency warning level last night. State Emergency Commissioner Andrew Crisp says it demonstrates how volatile conditions are.
This indicates that we've still got a very active fire situation in Victoria, and particularly in the east of our state.
There are 15 relief centres open for fire-affected communities where those who've lost everything can access support. Charities and volunteers are providing food, clothing and other services. Among them is Con Karapanayiotidis, who's gone to Bensdale where he's volunteering as head chef for a relief centre. He says the community response has been incredible, but there's something missing.
The local community is incredible in the way it's rallied to support each other. And then you've got people from all across Victoria here volunteering their time. What's sadly missing is one elderly man said to me today is, all around me I see all these people volunteering their time. Where are the people from Canberra? Where are our federal political leaders actually showing up and talking to us and actually seeing what we need and listening to us?
A group of doctors and nurses from Brisbane has answered the call for help from the Mallacoota Medical Centre. Dr. James Allen is among them.
Look, I think once the call went out and we heard that the medical practice had over 200 people within the first 24 hours seeking care and attention, you know, there's a lot of complex needs and things, logistics are a lot harder in a situation like this. So, you know, pretty much we felt obliged to attend.
The federal government says it will consider a call from the Rural Doctors Association and others to establish a network of doctors accredited in emergency medicine who can be mobilised in future disasters.
Tim Skelton.